We're talking about replacing a failed bridge that's been replaced before, and now it's failed again. We're talking about replacing a failed bridge. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. This area, again, I apologize for not having the computer maps up. So this area is located along 27th Street, just south of College Avenue. There's two mobile home parks immediately adjacent to one another. This would be the northernmost one. They have a road that goes straight down the middle of their property from 27th Street across this creek and then to the far end of their property. So it's almost in the middle of their property is where this creek is and where this bridge is that they're replacing. The Unified Development Ordinance requires within the floodway districts that bridges be are only allowed as a special use. So that's why we're doing a special use. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions, though. The applicant does not agree with all of the conditions. The other thing I can mention that's related to this matter is we also have a separate floodplain zoning ordinance based on the state's mandated model ordinance. That ordinance requires that this bridge also obtain what's called a land use permit. That land use permit has been issued for this bridge with a number of conditions, I believe one of which those conditions the applicant doesn't agree with. We can go into more detail about those conditions, of course, during the Plan Commission discussion.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. Let me open the public hearing. Any citizen wishing to speak on this matter? Any citizen? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Comments from the applicant?
Yes.
Please.
I don't know if we're going to consider me as being a citizen or an older person, but I do have a couple comments to make.
You know, Alderwoman, that I'm moving to get this done fast, so.
Right. Just a couple questions I had were I didn't understand what the need was for updating a couple of the items as far as revision to the project narrative. And so I'd like that clarified. Also, revising the natural resource protection. It says they want to extend both north and south of the property lines. I thought that you were only supposed to do like so many feet from the resource. And I would like to, rather than have all these provisions of making all these updates and changes, this is an existing bridge. It's failed. The fire chiefs had noted the emergency of getting this fixed. It's taken quite a while. So I'd really appreciate moving forward quickly with it without a lot of changes. I would like notice to residents when the construction would begin. And a parking designated parking area if they aren't going to be able to park in their home area. So those are the two things that I would suggest. Otherwise, please move forward. Thank you.
Okay. Now back to the applicant. And Google has done a great job of taking aerial in the middle of summer. Okay, there you go. Well, anyway, okay.
We tried.
Go ahead, name and address, please.
My name is Andrea Roschke. I'm from the Von Briesen firm at 411 East Wisconsin. I'm here for the applicant, Franklin Mobile Home LLC, and the principals are here this evening, as well as some additional engineering issues come up. I'm here specifically to talk about some things that the applicant is not in agreement with. The specific application is only to replace an existing bridge. We're not proposing to do anything with mobile homes. We're not proposing to do anything with sewer or water systems. And the draft resolution on the report at least contains some areas of concern that, as I say, we are not in agreement with. The first one is the removal or the amortization of mobile homes in the floodway. The second is the removal of infrastructure. That's the references to the well or the septic in the report and the recommendations. And then I saw a comment, although it does not appear in the resolution, about conservation easement. I don't know whether that was supposed to be in the resolution. We don't, we're not in agreement with that either. We submitted a letter earlier, which provided the basic legal outline of our position on this, and I can do a very short summary. But I'm going to start with the removal of the mobile homes, because that kind of informs the whole rest of the discussion. Again, we're not proposing to do anything with the mobile homes. We're not proposing to make any changes. And the information that you have before you is unanimous and clear that this is what is known as a non-conforming use. The mobile home park is a non-conforming use. Layman's term generally for that is being grandfathered. For example, if you had a house that was in an area that was ultimately rezoned to commercial, your house can stay there. You don't have to tear your house down. You're grandfathered. And the facts that I'll specifically rely on in this is pages 1 and 2 of the staff report discuss the aerial photos from 1956, which show homes on the parcel east of the stream and by 1963 to the western portion of the lot. And the engineer submissions, which you have copies of, mention on page 5 that the mobile homes constructed, or by 1958, mobile homes were constructed to the west end of West Westmore Avenue. And on page 7 mentions that existing mobile homes at the Franklin Estates have been in place since 1958 and predate the city's delineation of the floodway district. So when you have a situation like this, that you have a use and the code subsequently is enacted or changes, you call that a non-conforming use. And in Wisconsin, the law is abundantly clear that a use that exists before an ordinance is enacted or revised is allowed to remain. That's found in WIS Stats 62237H. It's found in the Franklin Code 15-3.1001 and 15-3.1004A. The statute says the continued lawful use of a building, premises, structure, or fixture existing at the time of the adoption or amendment of a zoning ordinance may not be prohibited, although the use does not conform with the provisions of the ordinance. I mentioned a number of cases in our submission, but one of them I think is fairly simple. It's this Jerovac case, which
Jerovac,
okay, which kind
We're
of
close to that.
You're familiar with this. Gives you a sense in a very kind of similar parallel fact situation how this non-conforming use law works. That property owner purchased property in 1950. At that time, the city had not been incorporated, the area was rural, and no zoning ordinance prohibited the use, which was a salvage yard. From 1950 on, when the property was purchased, until the time of the case, it was always used as a salvage yard. In 1956, the town became a city, a zoning ordinance was adopted, but that zoning ordinance didn't allow a salvage yard at that location. And the court held that even though the property owner, and I'm emphasizing this, had never received a permit for his operations, because the use was a permissible use before the adoption of the zoning ordinance, the use could continue, although it did not conform with the present provisions of the city ordinance. On top of that, we have recently enacted state statutes, 62.23(7)(HAM), which give very exceptional protections to mobile home parks, to manufactured housing communities. That statute provides that a manufactured home community that is a legal nonconforming use continues to be a valid legal nonconforming use notwithstanding the repair or replacement of homes or the repair or replacement of infrastructure. That is a bit of an extension or an expansion from general nonconforming use. That's why I say this is some exceptional protection for manufactured home communities. And in particular, I'm mentioning this because of the amortization request that someone from the city take stock and see what kind of additions or changes are being made in the mobile homes. I found this afternoon the Wisconsin Legislative Council Act memo for the legislation for this statute, which is only from 2014, so it is quite new. And it states that this act provides that a manufactured home community that is a legal nonconforming use continues to be a legal nonconforming use despite the repair or replacement of homes or infrastructure within the community. There is no limit on the value of the repair or replacement which may be undertaken. So my conclusion, and I think the only legal conclusion here, is that as a nonconforming use, the mobile home park is allowed to continue. We are not asking for any changes. Not only can it continue, it can even be repaired or replaced. So I don't understand how there can be a valid requirement that any homes be removed. If it can continue, be repaired, be replaced, there's no support for homes being removed. So we are not in agreement with that condition. I don't know if you want to talk about that now based on the procedure. You want to understand a little bit about where we're coming from on the well and septic removal recommendation or condition, I should say.
Mr. Deedle cited a story.
I was informed of these requirements. These conditions are based upon the direction provided to me by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources staff. Oh. It is also similar to what I recall being taught when I've gone to various conferences over the years. I have not been able to do any research looking at the citations that you provide to see if they trump the regulations that the DNR is talking about. The DNR further identified to me that a lot of the floodplain zoning regulations of the state are based upon federal requirements as well. So my suggestion would be that we'd have to further research this matter to determine exactly which regulations apply in this case.
I would also remind the board
we're talking about replacing a bridge. So my suggestion is condition 5 and 9 be removed and a new condition be placed in there that says applicant shall provide proof of acceptance by the Department of Natural Resources and Federal Emergency Management Association, Army Corps of Engineers.
We have a DNR permit and an Army Corps permit for the replacement bridge.
Mr. City Attorney.
This is a shorter version than Attorney Roschke's. She's right. Your packet materials show the DNR and Army Corps approvals for replacing the bridge. Short version. When I first became involved in this, I was aware of the fire chief's thoughts. And within the commissioner's agenda meeting packets, page 8 of the staff comments that have the answers in it, the fire department comments are cited. Fire chief recommends expeditious approval. The bridge is now vital to the more than 25 mobile homes to the west of the bridge. The bridge provides critical fire and EMS access to those residents. When I first heard about legal nonconforming issues being raised, I said, separate issue, replacement bridge, we can deal with that separately. I'm aware of each and every point that was raised in the opinion letter signed by Attorney Markovitz that I'm sure his co-worker, Attorney Roschke, researched and worked with him on. Well aware of the Garavac case, have cited
Garavac.
That. cited that through the years, and prior to becoming a city attorney in a private matter, was in a jury trial case with him many years ago. And on its face, you heard the statute. We're talking about legal nonconforming uses. The statute talks about legal nonconforming uses. Hey, if it needs repair of more than 50% of the assessed value, you can't do that. And then right after that, manufactured home communities continues to be a legal nonconforming use, notwithstanding, number one, repair or replacement of homes. Number two, repair or replacement of infrastructure. We're talking about mobile homes here. We're talking about wells and septic systems, which are infrastructure for the mobile homes. And that second provision, repair or replacement of infrastructure, would only be there if the legislative intent would be that that infrastructure is a legal nonconforming use. So the thought was, it's a separate issue, needs not be addressed in the special use resolution. The thought was, condition number four speaks in terms of legal nonconforming structures that should be deleted. Same with condition number five with regard to the mobile homes, and condition number nine with regard to the wells or septic systems located within the floodway. I'm aware of Mr. Deedle's. I have notes from phone calls about federal floodway, et cetera, et cetera. Separate item, we'll look at it. My thought is, and I'm sure condition number six, the staff condition stating you need railings and paved and striped shoulders. I doubt that. That's a requirement for safety purposes, I dare say. And revise the natural resource plan adjacent to the stream. I don't see that as being anywhere near unreasonable. And brief narrative, condition number eight, brief opinion on why the structure doesn't impede drainage or ponding. I'm not an engineer, but I don't see that as very difficult whatsoever. So after, and Mr. Deedle knows this position pretty much from day one when these issues arose. So I would suggest a motion which would adopt the resolution removing those conditions.
Is there a motion?
And those will be handled separately.
We're talking about a bridge. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for replacement of an existing failed bridge and associated culvert within a shoreline, floodway, and wetlands area associated with the east branch of the Root River, located on a private road referred to as West Westmore Avenue in the Franklin Mobile Home Park, property located at 6361 South 27th Street, in the form and content as presented to the commission at this meeting, accepting that conditions number 4, 5, and 9 be deleted.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
I was just going to ask the engineers, is there any concern about the railings? That's not a legal matter, so that's not in my bailiwick.
Well, you know, as
we provided comments for the railing, I hope they satisfactory for the city of Franklin. We haven't gotten any feedback.
As a practical matter, you got the order, take it. Mr. City Engineer.
I just wanted to comment that we haven't really talked about the structural part of the bridge. We have looked at it and have no concerns about the structural integrity and so forth. So,
all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's get this thing done. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.